Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Everyday Theology Podcast, where we as ordinary pastors connect theological truths to everyday believers. My name is Dustin Walters, and I am flying solo today. Our other contributors are traveling and have other commitments going on with school and ministry. So I hope you will still enjoy today's episode. Today's topic will be the Free Will Baptist Catechism, question number 12. Again, we are so thankful for your continued support here on the podcast as well as the blog. We hope you continue to benefit from these discussions. Today's topic is very exciting to me personally. And the question is about the authorship of Scripture. So I'll go ahead and read for you question number 12 from the Free Will Baptist Catechism. Question 12 asks, who wrote the Bible? The answer is that holy men of God wrote the Bible as they were being guided in their writing by the Holy Spirit. So very exciting, very promising discussion today about the authorship of Scripture. Anytime we consider the Bible, we need to consider that there are two aspects of its authorship. The first is that it is written, inspired, breathed out by the Holy Spirit. So there is, number one, the divine aspect of the Bible. There's also the human aspect. So holy men of God wrote the Bible, guided in their writing by the Holy Spirit. And 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21 is one of the most important verses that illustrates this point for us. So I'm going to go ahead and read that passage from Peter. So I'll be reading today 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 19 to 21 in the New King James Version. The word of the Lord said, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for no prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord." So when we think about the question, who wrote the Bible, we think about both the divine aspect and the human aspect of Scripture. One of the most helpful resources on understanding and interpreting the Bible is a book edited by Rob Plummer entitled 40 Questions About Interpreting the Bible. 40 Questions About Interpreting the Bible. Will include a link to this book in the show notes there on your favorite podcasting platform. So Plummer begins his chapter by describing the different theories of inspiration. There's different ways that people in Christian history have understood and have thought about the way in which we got the Bible. And the first theory is called the intuition theory, which states that the writers of the Bible exhibit a natural religious intuition that's found in other great philosophical or religious thinkers like Confucius or Plato. Obviously, the absolute truth claims of Scripture are denied by those who hold the intuition theory. So the intuition theory is first. The illumination theory Plummer lists as second, which is a view that holds that the Spirit of God in some way did objectively impress himself upon the consciousness of the biblical writers, but not in a way essentially different from the way the Spirit communicates with all humanity. So those who affirm the illumination theory state that only in degree is the Spirit's influence different, not in kind. So the first theory is the intuition theory. The second theory is the illumination theory. The third is called the dynamic theory. Now, the dynamic theory of inspiration states that God gave definite specific impressions or concepts to the biblical authors, but that allowed the writers to communicate those concepts in their own words. That is, the exact phrasing of Scripture is due to human choice, while the main tenor of the content is determined by God. Plummer moves on in his book, 40 Questions About Interpreting the Bible, to list another theory, which is entitled the diction theory. And many believers tend to buy into this unknowingly, sometimes maybe knowingly at times. And the diction theory holds that God dictated the exact words of Scripture to the human authors. Like court stenographers, the authors of Scripture exercised no human volition in the composition of their writings. Sometimes those holding the verbal plenary theory, which is going to be the last theory we describe here on the podcast today, are wrongly accused of believing in such a mechanical diction. Again, we direct our attention back to the verse in 2 Peter chapter 1 that I read to you all that talked about the holy men of God writing as they were moved along by the Holy Spirit. So most of these theories, as you know, dear listener, are not the theory that the majority of the Christian church has adhered to. We adhere to here at Everyday Theology, as with many Christians who've gone before us in Christian past, what is known as the verbal plenary theory. The verbal plenary theory of biblical inspiration asserts that there is dual authorship to the Scriptures. While the authors of the Bible wrote as thinking, feeling, and acting human beings, God so mysteriously superintended the process that every word written was the exact word he wanted to be written, free from error. This view is sometimes called the verbal theory. So again, Rob Plummer, just to review, he lists all of these different theories of how Christians understand the authorship of the Bible. And those theories, again, are the intuition theory, the illumination theory, the dynamic theory, the diction theory, and the view that most Orthodox Christians and we here at Everyday Theology adhere to, the verbal plenary theory of inspiration. The most important thing for us to take away from Plummer's introduction to his chapter in the Interpreting the Bible book is that he states on page 32, each word in the Bible is the word of a conscious human author, and at the same time, the exact word that God intends for the revelation of himself, end quote. So, as you can see, dear listener, there are many different aspects that we must consider when we think about the authorship of the Scriptures. When we interact with those who do not believe, sometimes it can be very confusing to think about how we have the Scripture, which was written in human language. By the way, the fact that God gave us language and an ability to understand, to communicate with signs and symbols and in a way that is understandable is phenomenal, because he made us in his image. We're relational and we are rational beings. So the Holy Scriptures, the Bible containing the 66 books, the 39 books of the Old Testament, the 27 books of the New Testament, is both a work of divine authorship and it is human. The biblical writers wrote as they were moved along by the Holy Spirit. Another question that often comes to mind is why we should trust the Bible if it was written by humans who are prone to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And at this point in time, when the Scriptures were written over a period of 1,500 years, we didn't have the printing press. So why should we trust the Bible? That's a different question, another conversation for another time. But we believe that all of Scripture was breathed out by God, and it is authoritative. It is the only authoritative God for faith and practice. It is without error in all that it affirms. And we have the support of Christian history and how the Christian thinkers have interpreted things in the Scriptures in the Christian past as our support. We trust the Bible because it was written by holy men of God, as the Free Will Baptist Catechism says, who wrote the Bible as they were guided in their writing by the Holy Spirit. Dear listener, we hope that this brief episode today of the Everyday Theology Podcast encourages you, and we do pray that you will dig deeper into biblical studies. We hope you'll get a copy of Plummer's book, 40 Questions About Interpreting the Bible. We hope you will continue to listen to these truths, which we pray reach you for your good and for God's glory. Until next time, thanks for joining us here on the Everyday Theology Podcast.